May the sweet fragrance of Jesus surround you, dear heart dwellers, and may he visit each of you with his incomparable love. Amen. Mother Claire began, I have been so very busy with messages and making arrangements for new members of the community. It's been a wonderful business, but I've deeply missed my Jesus. Today I finally broke down in tears, telling him how much I love him and how I cannot live without his sensible presence. I also was feeling guilty about allowing myself to be so very busy, that I wasn't getting in enough prayer. He was there instantaneously. I was ready to recognize him immediately because the day before, during the rosary, Our Lady told me, he misses you and he waits for you, Claire. So I was quite assured that he would speak to me. I began, Lord, I miss you so much. Forgive me for not making the proper time for you. Jesus began, There is so much you do not understand about my heart. Yes, I incarnated to demonstrate it, and yet many of the lessons were lost or could only be captured through a one-on-one pure and intimate relationship with me. My darling bride and spouse, you have no concept of how much I cherish you, even in your very worst state. I see your end. I see you glorified, living together with me, and I count your foolishness as nothing, something that you will soon regret and pull away from. I long for you tenderly. In the night hours, I am truly with you, and we do go places together. All you remember are your superficial dreams. We visit the places you have prayed over and mourned for. You bring comfort to those in extreme distress. Someday you will see this, but for now, it is enough that you see me and long for me in your heart. Those times of parting after we have been together are very difficult for you. That is what you are feeling right now. You are longing for me, and I am longing for you. But not yet, my dear Claire. Soon, but not yet, we shall be inseparably together forever. Even now I dwell in your innermost heart. What you mourn is the outer manifestation of my presence. But deep down inside, you know I am with you. Lord, I am having a problem believing. I know, beloved, and that is as it should be to keep you from pride. If there is but a little question, you will still be very cautious. If I were to reveal to you all the good we have done together when your body sleeps, you could get proud. And I love keeping you tiny in your own eyes. It is so refreshing to me. Know that this painful longing for me will not continue much longer, because it will be my joy to bring you home. Oh, Lord, it hurts so much. I know. And this is but a foretaste of the suffering my mother went through for all those years as she was busy about my business. I know. I know. So I am coming to you now to confirm our vows and our future together. But I want others to know that I hold them tenderly at difficult times. I want them to bury their heads in my chest and cling to me so I can comfort them. This world is a cruel place, and with all my heart I want to comfort those who still must suffer here. I want them to know that not a moment of their sorrows escapes me. Just as you have chosen to pick up your cross and my Simon's cross and carry it, so do I help you carry yours. My children, my brides, my people, you do not understand the infinitely tender love I cherish you with. You spend your days finding fault with yourselves, and I spend mine adoring you in spite of yourself. I look at you finding fault in your mirror, and I gently whisper, look over here, at me. Come, look, beloved. Let my gaze tell you just how much I am in love with you. You all have flaws, but I behold the bent of your heart, the efforts you make to wrap your lives around my needs. When you fail, I gently nudge you back to center. Today, Claire, you have felt that nudge several times as the enemy tried to take you away from prayer. Yes, today is a wonderful day for prayer, First Friday, in honor of my heart. There are always special graces on this day. And when you go to confession, and receive a spiritual shower, you hear me much more readily. Sin creates a veil of dirt between us, and removing that, whether it be one layer or 20 layers, always helps to clear the air for you to receive me with a greater clarity. Fasting also clears the air. Works of mercy too. Oh, someday I will hold you in my arms forever and wipe away every tear, erase every painful memory, until your joy is brimming over and over and over, mingling with the great joys of heaven, and even spilling over onto those still on the earth. But for now you are my vessels of mercy and affection to those who are without love, compassion, and understanding. For now you are the only Jesus they know. Take that to heart, beloved ones, and be sure to spread only love. When the time comes, they will know me by the love they feel, and they will recognize that I am your tender touch, be it only once in their lifetimes. You will have pierced their heart with my true intentions and identity, because Holy Spirit sees to it that it reaches down deep inside and touches something very sacred in the human heart. That too is why disassembling, contradicting, and arguing is very deadly to a tender soul. If they see you being grumpy and contrary with each other, they will equate that with me. Please, at all times, be on your very best behavior. I need this from you. If you have issues with one another, do it in private, so as not to injure the other souls. I cannot stress to you enough how important your actions and reactions are in bringing the kingdom of heaven down here to earth. Those who live in the world, for the most part, live in an atmosphere of darkness. When they feel a ray of light, a ray of joy, it causes a hunger in them for the source of that light and joy. I send many Christ-bearing souls across their path to plant and water the seed sown. When they spring up as a young shoot, it is your loving example that waters it. If they are around you for long enough, your love becomes contagious and draws them even further towards me. Then at the right moment, I can inundate them in my love and truth, and they will be saved. Oh, how very important your example is, dear ones. Truly, you are bringing in the kingdom of God down to the earth.